Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. In just a few short days, we are going to welcome in a brand new year. So I am going to review the top 10 Organized 365 podcasts that have been downloaded over time. We're going to start with number 10 and work our way down to number 1. Just double-click the artwork that goes along with this podcast to review the show notes and see the episode numbers of your favorites. Okay, so let's start with number 10. Which is Creating Morning and Evening Routines, episode number 62. Every year, I tweak my morning and evening routines when summer comes to an end and the kids go back to school. In this podcast, I share 5 steps to create your own morning and evening routines. Number 9, How to Sort Paper, episode number 90. I love to sort paper. You know I love to sort paper. But I know even the strongest man will break out in a cold sweat at the thought of sorting a mountain of paperwork. In this podcast, I'm walking you through how I think about paper and where it all goes. I don't even think it's the sorting as much as the keep pile that will drive you bananas. I keep paper in 3 places: the Sunday basket, binders, or files or scanned. Number 8, 10 Working Mom Hacks for a More Productive Week, episode number 89. The days I can get both the kids to school all day and actually be able to work are a mini miracle. After spending years and years wishing there were no snow days, children didn't get sick, my home didn't need maintenance, and unexpected tasks wouldn't pop up, I gave in and realized that the only thing I can control is me. So I set out to streamline, systematize, and proactively take care of anything I needed to do for the week in advance. Did you know that for every hour you spend planning, 3 to 4 hours are saved from redundancy, waiting for information, and not being prepared? I don't know about you, but I'll take that trade any day. In the podcast, I share my productivity tricks and how I have set my Sundays aside to get everything done as much as I possibly can. Number 7. Monthly and Yearly Checklists, episode number 116. Checklists save time and sanity. Having a checklist frees your mind to remember the problem and solve bigger issues than remembering when you last changed your furnace filter. In this podcast, I'm going over the checklist I use for monthly tasks and remembering one time a year to-dos. And there's also a free printable. Number 7, How ADHD Affects Getting Organized, episode number 94. This is the first of 5 podcasts as I dive deep into understanding the role of the 8 key executive functions of the mind. In my roles as a teacher, mother, and professional organizer, I have created solutions and strategies for people who have been diagnosed with ADHD to live a more organized life. With 20 years of hands-on experience and relentless research, I am ready to share with you what I have learned and what may help you or your loved ones achieve more organization in your daily life too. This podcast is the start of a 5-week series, and I'm going to be honest with you here. Writing and recording these podcasts made me nervous. I'm not an ADHD expert. I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a doctor. But I am willing to share with you what I have learned so you can do your own research and try what has worked for my clients and see if it works for you. Honestly, I don't think that not knowing where to start and how to stay motivated is the number one reason that we're not all more organized. But to really unpack that, I need to explain why the brain thinks the way it does and all the outside factors working against you to get your house organized. Hint, it is not your spouse or your kids. My experience and research has shown that ADHD, as it relates to organization, affects the 8 executive function processes of the brain. This first podcast discusses the general diagnoses of ADHD, how it is related to anxiety, depression, learning disabilities, and perfectionism. If you like this podcast series, you will love my new book, How ADHD Affects Home Organization, Understanding the Role of the 8 Key Executive Functions of the Mind, coming out April 1st, 2017. All right, we're down to number 5, organizational quicksand. What do you do when you're stuck? Episode number 109. We all get stuck. In this episode, I walk you through how to break free and keep organizing. It never fails. You're ready to get organized, but the people and circumstances around you have you stuck. In this podcast, I will break down the various situations that get us stuck in each phase of our organizing journey. Number 4, Organization 101, The Sunday Basket, Episode 101. Where do I start organizing is the number one question I get asked as a professional organizer. And while that is a loaded question with multiple right answers, I've decided to start all of my clients with a simple system I call the Sunday basket. It all starts with the Sunday basket. In this podcast, I describe the whole Sunday basket process and why it all starts here. It's not magic. And you don't have to use a basket. Any box or bag will do. You see, organization is a way of living, and being organized is a way of thinking. The Sunday basket is a system for processing mail, kitchen counter clutter, to-do papers, and ongoing household projects. The weekly routine of collecting, processing, and maintaining household to-dos and papers is the perfect training ground for all of your future home organization needs. And like it or not, the mail just keeps coming, giving us plenty of practice to hone and refine our organizational skills. I've compiled all the best videos, podcasts, and posts from all over my website into one organized page to help you get your Sunday basket started. So click on the show notes to get the link to join Organization 101 for free. Number 3, Productivity Podcast number 7, What Do I Do All Day? Episode 122. This productivity series has me searching in the far recesses of my mind to piece together how I have become so productive over the years. If I had to boil it down to just 2 things, I would say productivity is the refinement of planning and habits. What I mean is this: small incremental tweaks in my daily habits and continually looking ahead to what I need and want to accomplish in the next day, week, and month have made me a very productive person. In this podcast, I'm sharing how I spend my days, specifically what I do in the morning, how I plan the work portion of my day, and what I do at night. While it felt weird to talk all about my day, I know I love reading and listening to how people I follow use their time to get so much done. So after many, many requests, I've shared what I do. Remember, as you listen, I've been focusing on organizing my house for almost 5 years, and I am definitely in stage 3 of organizing, maintenance, and productivity. Don't worry, you'll get there too, one day at a time. Number 2, Productivity Podcast number 1, How I Look at Time and How to Tell Time Where to Go, episode number 110. This is the first podcast in the productivity series, and I review how I look at time and the two books that had the biggest impact on my time management. And drum roll, please. The number one most downloaded podcast is episode number one, the 40 Weeks, One Whole House, Week One Challenge, Kitchen Paper. This is the very first Organized 365 episode. And of course, I talk about the Sunday basket. No matter how quickly we shred or recycle papers, there's always more coming in. In the first week of the 40 Weeks One Whole House Challenge, we're going to take charge of our papers and tell them where to go. Bills, coupons, invitations, mail, receipts, recipes, kids' school papers, projects, and more are all papers I was dealing with when I invented the Sunday basket. Listen to how I turned a chaotic situation into a weekly paper maintenance system, and you can too. So I would love to know, what was your favorite podcast episode of 2016? Head on over to the Facebook group and let me know. Just go to organize365.com/Facebook and you'll be able to join right there. You guys have a great rest of 2016, and I am looking forward to bringing you more organizing podcasts next year. Lack of motivation, not knowing where to start, and being overwhelmed were the top three reasons listed in the Organize 365 survey for why you haven't gotten organized yet. Listening to this podcast is a great way to get motivated, and let me encourage you as you tackle your home organization projects. But what about that feeling of overwhelm and the inability to get started? The 100-Day Home Organization Challenge is designed to reduce the overwhelming task in front of you to actionable daily tasks. Colorful weekly checklists and 2 to 3 minute daily videos will tell you exactly what to do each day so you can make lasting organizational progress in your home. You don't have to know where to start. I do. We will start together in the kitchen. On day 22, your kitchen will be completely organized as we move on to your master bedroom, bath, and closet. If you're ready to get organized this year, my 100-Day Home Organization Challenge will help you reach your goal. Registration is open through January 2nd, 2017. Sign up at organize365.com/100-days. I can't wait to help you get organized. You can find the links to the 100-Day Home Organization Challenge and everything else mentioned in this episode at organize365.com/141.